Story of Atlantis. The Greek sage Socrates, when he was but a boy minding his father's goats, used to lie in the grass under the myrtle trees, and while the goats grazed around him, he loved to read over and over the story which Solon, the lawgiver and poet, wrote down for the great-grandfather of Socrates, and which Solon had always meant to make into a poem, though he died without doing it. But this was briefly what he wrote in prose. I, Solon, was never in my life so surprised as when I went to Egypt for instruction in my youth, and there, in the temple of Sais, saw an aged priest who told me of the island of Atlantis, which was sunk in the sea thousands of years ago. He said that in the division of the earth, the gods agreed that the god Poseidon, or Neptune, should have as his share this great island, which then lay in the ocean west of the Mediterranean Sea and was larger than all Asia. There was a mortal maiden there whom Poseidon wished to marry, and to secure her, he surrounded the valley where she dwelt with three rings of sea and two of land so that no one could enter. And he made underground springs with water hot or cold, and supplied all things needful to the life of man. And here he lived with her for many years, and they had 10 sons. And these sons divided the island among them, and had many children, who dwelt there for more than 1,000 years. And they had mines of gold and silver, and pastures for elephants, and many fragrant plants. And they erected palaces and dug canals, and they built their temples of white, red, and black stone and covered them with gold and silver. And in these were statues of gold, especially one of the god Poseidon driving 6-winged horses. He was so large as to touch the roof with his head and had 100 water nymphs around him riding on dolphins. The islanders had also baths and gardens and sea walls, and they had 1,200 ships and 10,000 chariots. All this was in the royal city alone, and the people were friendly and good and well affectioned towards all. But as time went on, they grew less and less so, and they did not obey the laws, they offended heaven, and in a single day, in a single night, the island disappeared and sank beneath the sea. This is why the sea in that region grew so impassable and impenetrable, because there is a quantity of shallow mud in the way, and this was caused by the sinking of a single vast island. Thank you.